Good morning, Rav Elsai. Pasuk Yud Ches. Kishacha el moves beisah ve'el rifa'im magaloseha. She lowers, right, the lashon hishtachavaya, a person prostrates himself. So here we'll see in the Gaon that he understands shacha in a transitive sense. She lowers her house, El Mavis, the El Rifoim Magalo Seha. And her, right, a Magal is a circle, but here maybe more in terms of a circuit which describes a person's movement or emotion, the El Rifoim Magalo Seha. What does that mean? Says the Gaon, Hu Gamke Negra Taiva. The first half of the Pasuk, again, following up on Taiva and Chemda, the Taiva for physical pleasure, Chemda for Mammon. Hu Gamke Negra Taiva. She Yoshim Bebesam, Vivoim Lamalos Tavasam. As we mentioned, the desire to satisfy one's Taivas is depicted in terms of something which plays out within one's own home, in the sense that it's a response to something internal. There is an internal yetzer hara we have, a natural urge, a natural desire, and in that sense, it's depicted as something which a person can, if he erroneously chooses to do so, satisfy at home. So they who do that, who focus on the material and the physical, shochem as beisam al mavis, they lower their house to death. Ke'a yoshev beisov oseg batora shehi achayim hu chay k'mo shenama ki hu chayecha v'orech yomecha. So if a person's focus, if a person's center of gravity is Torah, so then he's alive. But a person who forsakes Torah, so then that, by forsaking Torah, so by forsaking Chayim, ki hu chayecha, the Eitz Chayim, so memela, it's El Moves, v'hem yoshim bebesam, ach oskim lemalos tavosam, v'enam asukim batorah, l'chem hem shochem El Moves besam. The second half of the pasuk about l'refor magalo sehu neged harodev tamid acha hamamam. Again, someone who's excessively focused on mammon, as the Gaon indicated earlier, it's not an alien focus or pursuit. It's only when it's excessive and disproportionate. So it's neged harodev tamid acha hamamam. And gratuitously, beyond what he needs, he's movil schor lechol medina v'ozev haTorah. So he's constantly on the go, on the road, to try to increase his profit even more and more. As we mentioned, the reason the pursuit of money is depicted as one which involves travel and even overseas travel, is on one level, that's just practically what is often entailed, but more importantly and more fundamentally, because again, it represents something external. A person is looking for something external, and hence that's depicted as something which involves the person going outside and beyond. Shebola Torah, even when that person will now take some time out to learn Torah, u'mitzvahs, to be mekayim mitzvahs, hen kvedos alav. So he'll find them very onerous. U'marpa atzma milishma atzma averos. And because he finds it onerous, so then memela, he will be lax, right? Rifyon, reform is lashon loose. Hain v'lav v'rafya biyadeh, something that's loose. Or here in the sense of laxity, he'll be lax. Milishma atzma me'averos. There is a big yisod here. It's the Rambam has it in a couple of places. Also, If you take a look in the Rambam at the end of Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos, so the Rambam in discussing cultivating and internalizing the midah of beninus in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, so the Rambam writes, "V'keitzad yagil adam atzma b'deos elu ad sheyikovu bo." How does a person train himself? How does a person habituate himself to these dispositions, to these character traits, so that he internalizes them? Yasa v'yishna v'yishalesh. Person should repeat again and again and reinforce v'maisim she'osal pi ha'deos ha'mtzoyos. If I want to be suitably charitable, so I have to push myself to act charitably. If I want to be suitably zoriz, so even though I'm not naturally that, I need to push myself time and time again to act with zrizus. V'yachsuba and tomid. This is the second time here in Perek Aleph that the Rambam has emphasized the tmidius, how one's preoccupation with cultivating midos is not something which can sort of be a part-time job, a part-time focus, or is just at one stage in one's life. It requires tmidius. V'yachsu behen tomid, ad sheyiyu masim kalem olov, v'lo yiyeh bohem torach. Ultimately, the Rambam says, a person will reach a place where acting appropriately becomes easy and natural and won't be experienced as a tircha, as being burdensome. So, mechal lav atah shomea hein, that until the person trains himself, so we do experience Torah and mitzvahs as difficult and even as onerous, not because there's anything which is inherently or intrinsically onerous about Torah and mitzvahs, but only because if we're out of sync with Torah, so then the adjustment process is one that does involve exertion and does involve and does entail the difficulty. The Rambam has this idea again. My father Zichron Levracha used to juxtapose these two passages in the Rambam. If you take a look in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, I'm sorry, I'm not finding it right now. I think the Rambam here has a lotion that you tell a prospective ger that the Torah sheyesh ba'asiyosan al ameh ha'aratzos. If a person's life, if a person's focus in life, if a person's values in life are out of sync with Torah, so then when he's sort of in a awry sense, does involve himself with Torah and mitzvahs, so then he will experience Torah. And that's the exact same idea that the Gaon is presenting here when he says that the person whose focus in life is his financial success and amassing wealth and an unnecessarily luxurious lifestyle, so even when he does turn towards Torah mitzvahs, hen kvedos alav, he does experience them as onerous. V'zehu ve'el refa'im, shesham yiyu ha'refa'im shemarpim atzma mitorah mitzvahs. So their circuits, the circuits that they travel, lead them to, or her again in the metaphor, lead her to refa'im, to people who are lax, Mashu misavev tamid lahovil schor veledov acha hamamon, ve'osan havedifos, that preoccupation, those disproportionate pursuits of money, shehu rodefu misavev, hem yovilo osole kal b'foim. Shal yidei zem marpa atzmo midivrei Torah mitzvos. Now here's a second reason. A, it's not only because when he turns to Torah and mitzvahs, it's too onerous because his orientation is materialistic and physical, and obviously the orientation of Torah and mitzvahs is the opposite. But a second reason why he gets derailed is mipnei shenisyageya. If a person is working unnecessarily hard because he's looking not just to have a dignified parnasa, he's looking to unnecessarily amass wealth, and he's working longer and harder hours because of that. So when he comes home at night, instead of coming home at night at 6 or 6:30, he comes home at night at 9 or 9:30. It's very, very hard to grab a bite of dinner, spend time with family, and then also open a sefer. It's not going to happen. He's too exhausted. He's too enervated. Again, in addition to the one level of what the nimshal is, on a second level, in extreme cases, The mavis and refoim are metaphors for misa v'kores. The chen acha misa sod misa v'gehenim. Okay, so we'll stop here. L'inan Nitzashem, we'll continue in the tent at 12:30. I will say. Okay, have a very good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe. Be'ez Hashem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I
ask a question?
Please.
So I didn't really understand what Rebbe meant by that searching mammon is something external, seemingly in contrast with Torah. Isn't the search for Torah also like a sort of a quest, like a sort of, you know, nafak dak v'yashkach?
No, it is practically, and that's meaning practically. Practically, it is, and that's what we mentioned yesterday. That there's an inyan practically of having gola l'makom Torah. So practically, it certainly can and at times should involve relocating, as it were, being displaced from one's original place. The idea of depicting Torah as something that a person pursues bebeso is two things. A, that Chazal said that harotze sheyachkim is yarbe b'yeshiva, meaning once you find the place, so then the point is not to be running around and draying all the time. Once a person finds the place, once he locates himself to the Mokom Torah, so then it's Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Oholim, right? That resonates now for us. It means to, again, not to run, not to dray, but just to entrench oneself in the Orle Torah, A. B, I think that the other part of the why the metaphor for Torah is not going out, again, is that Torah is something that a person is, it's internal and intrinsic in terms of the need for Torah, in terms of what Torah is doing for the person, and therefore metaphorically you depict that as being within one's home. It's not something that a person is going to search for something which is external or extrinsic. Okay, see you later, Rabbi Zashem, Lina, the Rabbi Zashem.